Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jay.
Yeah.
What up, Key?
Max Kellerman.
What's going on, Key?
Nothing. Chilling. Sitting here. I was reading the Bill Gates' daughter's article. That's all. Pretty interesting.
Yeah? What about?
She's dating a brother, Ross, young black man. And they, you know, social media is so crazy. You know, people being tough on the social media sites, you know, talking crazy and whatnot. Mm. And I was just sitting there saying to myself, man, all he got to do is stay the course. Don't pay any attention. Just, you know, stay the course, man.
Baby, you need anything? Anything?
We're building.
I'm thinking, I'm like, how does that feel to be, you know?
Hey, Bill, I just want you to know I'm here, Bill. You know, just, I'm here. I'm here.
I want you to know that he doesn't even need to say that. Bill got it under the team.
Think he's on social media a lot?
No. The daughter, well, their kids were Stanford, though. They, you know, Stanford grads or students, so to speak. And people, you know, the world that we live in, society is so foolish. And people are disrespectful on social media. And the young lady was saying that she's sick and tired of having to deal with it. Because she is dating a black man, and they're saying that the black man is, some of the comments is the black man is after her for her money and all that. I'm like, well, hold on. If she want to give it to him, okay. If the daddy want to give it to him, okay.
Wouldn't that be the same for any man who is dating her? Wouldn't that be worry for any guy, regardless?
I would think so. But man, you know, how it's the world. But it's the world we live in, and I just felt bad for them as a couple. As I was reading it, it's just stupidity.
A lot of people have made the point, but the lack of civility on social media, this is what happens when, you know, people talk to each other as though they've known each other a long time, right? But they don't know each other at all. So it's like people go at each other without any kind of basis for a relationship underneath. It just gets uncivil, right? People talk out their face. Like, you wouldn't walk up to someone you didn't know and start talking like that, but on social media, people feel very comfortable.
Man, date who you want to date, Key. What do you say? Stay off Twitter, Key.
Wait, though. They go lose their mind when they get hitched and they marry each other. Oh, man. They go really lose their mind, Max. Oh, gosh. I can't wait for that day, too.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. So, Adrian Wojnarowski. Jay, he's the ESPN senior NBA insider.
Man.
People just refer to him as Woj, Jay. I don't know if you know about that. Was talking about landing spots for CP3.
There are teams that would like to see if they could stack up enough contracts to take on his $30 million for this season and keep him, perhaps even flip him at the trade deadline. There are other teams who would trade for him and treat it like a salary cap savings. They would not guarantee his contract before that June 28th deadline, and then he would become a free agent. And Greeny, if Chris Paul is out there as a free agent this summer, look at the two teams in LA, the Clippers and Lakers, the Knicks in New York, the Golden State Warriors. Those would all be potential destinations for Chris Paul.
I mean, could the Knicks offer Chris Paul a lot of money? Potentially, yeah. But why would they, when you have Jalen Brunson, you have Emmanuel Quickly, you have young talent, CP3, this stage of his career, I wouldn't want to have a backup role to a guy like Jalen Brunson, so I don't see that being realistic.
No, I want a championship at this stage of my career, Jay.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm looking to win a championship. I got money. That's not – why would I just want to go to New York because it's New York and, okay, so I'm the sixth seed every year and I lose. Okay?
He's been one of the highest paid players in NBA history. You can look at the numbers, right?
I'm looking at the Lakers. First and foremost, the Clippers, even though they'll be a little older and both teams will be older and banged up a lot. But the Lakers just seem like, and the Golden State's not a fit, but the Lakers just seem like the perfect, it's like the perfect situation for him. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, good minutes. I'm talking about real minutes that matter. He's at home. He doesn't have to go far to the stadium. I mean, it just makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Here's why Golden State is not a good fit. Number one, if anybody knows CP3, sorry, Wardell, I'm going at you. I'm not trying to play with you. I am, like, there. I still want there to be competitive spirit in this league. And you can't tell me CP3 being one of the most competitive dudes there is in the league will look at Golden State and say, yeah, I'll play with Steph. No, don't play with Steph. Go at Steph. That's who you've always been. And I love seeing that rival.
What about at this point? I hear that, Jay. But what about he's 38? Like, he's not just old, he's ancient. Like, Steph is getting up there, but 38 is different. I think when you see 38 pop up, you're like, oh, wow, look at that. He has been hurt throughout his career in a million years in the league, in the playoffs, playing heavy number of minutes. At this point, at 38 years old, do you think he could be convinced, look, at this stage in the game, you can be useful on Golden State? And Golden State, you could help them get over the top, and they could also be good for you. Isn't it a little different than it would have been 5 years ago, of course? But now still?
I'm competitive now, even though I haven't played basketball in 20 years. What's the difference? It's the same. I mean, the continuity system is great, but like, CP3 can still be a starter in this league. Like, he can start for the Lakers. Doesn't mean you can stagger his minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think his impact and that opportunity of never playing with LeBron James is a real thing.
I agree.
It's a real thing. And CP3 will look at LeBron James not as somebody who is adversarial, right? More so.
It's a different position. They complement each other.
It's way different than Steph at the point guard position.
I don't even look at it as a rivalry or nothing like that, Jay. I just look at it as
between Steph and CP3?
Yeah, and what I mean by that, it is a rivalry, but I'm talking about him joining the team. It's not a good fit. It doesn't make sense. Now I got to come off the bench, right, and I'm on a backup role because if both of them were on the floor together, that doesn't work. So now you coming off the bench, so to speak.
Right.
And I'm still a starter, and just like you just said, I'm still a starter in this league. I can start for the Los Angeles Lakers. I can potentially start for the Los Angeles Clippers. Both teams, one, the Lakers just beat up on Golden State in the playoffs. Now I join them. The Lakers can keep their pieces together, and he can still be Chris Paul and not have to worry about nothing at all. I mean, it just makes perfect sense. I wouldn't even be thinking about another team.
Yeah, first of all, that's a good point about the Golden State Warriors. There's no way for him to not come off the bench. On the Lakers, let's focus on the Lakers. Get realistic for a second. That's the most obvious one. On the Lakers, you could see a scenario where they're like, look, you're going to start, Jay, as you said earlier, you're going to start and you're going to close games, both.
Yeah.
In between, we're going to be careful with your minutes. We'd love to keep it at the most 25 minutes a game, not because you can't play, but because we want you to be healthy for the playoffs, right? You can't do that in Golden State. You can't start at all. It just doesn't work, as you said, Key. But on the Lakers, yeah, you could start them perfectly fine and close them.
I'd rather start Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
I'd rather get Fred. I'm getting CP3 if I can get him if he gets waived.
Right. Like you're not going to put $30 million in cap space, but if you can get him on the league minimum because he's getting his 15 already.
But you still need everybody acts like that's the ant. That's not going to fix the Lakers, right? That's not going to be
help.
It's not going to be the thing that gets them over the hump though, because now you have LeBron and you have CP3 who are injury prone, and you have AD who has had injuries. Like you just said that.
I think it hurt him. Good.
You still need some youth, right? Somebody that's why I still go for like a guy like Fred. If you can get Fred and you're getting CP3 on the cheap.
But that's the thing. If you get CP3 on the minimum, you could get both. Well, right? Like that's the whole thing.
I'm only talking about the cheap. I'm not talking about doing anything other than they gave him some money in Phoenix. They allowed him to find another job in another city, another location, another team. That's the only thing I'm talking about.
I would never want to.
I'm not talking about nothing about no trading. I ain't talking about nothing about no, here, we going to give you your 30. No, I'm just talking about
if you get another.
A couple million.
Right, but the key, that's the key right there.
He could still be coming off the bench.
Not to cost him any money, but this is the calculation Chris Paul has to make. If he's getting 15 once he's waived, does he want to make up the other 15 so the team that signs him has got – or – would he be content? And here's where it really works.
What's more important, though, Max? Chasing a ring or getting another $15 million?
But this is why I think it's even bigger than people realize. If he goes on the minimum to, say, the Lakers, Now the Lakers can not only add him and keep their guys, they may also be able to add something else, right? If he's really willing to do it for the minimum, he will have sacrificed a nice chunk of money for a real shot as an important cog in a championship.
And if he, and if you think about it this way, Jay, if he was to go to a Golden State, he's going to Golden State to be in a backup role, right? It may not win a championship, it may win a championship. Same thing in L.A. But he's going in L.A. to win a championship, to be in a different type of position and be an important part of them winning a championship, not just a guy that they like, okay, come on over here with us and be a part of this and we'll win a championship so you can say you got a ring.
Still got to fill out that roster, though. You need youth.
So, Heat fans, we want to hear from you.
Are there Heat fans still out there?
I'm sure
is Jay with us?
Some people had picked the Heat to win the title. However, if you listen to KJM right from the beginning, you knew Nuggets.
I haven't heard Stacey call in lately.
Max going to stay trying to act like he was on board to begin
with. Excuse me. As a show, who did this show pick to win? Who?
At least four games for the Heat. That's what I said.
Jay's game plan coming up. Your calls are going to get mixed in. 888-SAY-ESPN. I think the Heat win the series.
In seven?
Yeah.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Heat fans, where are you? Could CP3 be headed for Golden State? I'm going to get to your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, after Jay's game plan.
My game plan. Let's go for the game tonight. I only have one thing tonight. And it's for the Miami Heat. It's not for Denver. Because I actually want to see this series continue. Like, I love basketball. I need more of the NBA Finals. So in order for that to happen, right from the beginning, I need Jimmy Butler to put his laser eyes on Jamal Murray and start talking that talk. I need him to get in his pockets early, strap him up, be physical with him. If need be, put him on the ground and start some kind of Jedi mind trick with Jamal Murray. Monica Minuk came on our show and was like, hey, the game might be different. We might not see a 40 or 50-point performance from Jimmy Butler. I can tell you what I need to see, though, not a 30, 40, or 50-point production from Jamal Murray. I need Jamal Murray to be strapped up because he is the catalyst for this team. Now, you saw Aaron Gordon go off, but you still saw Jamal Murray with 12 assists in the ballgame. Jokic is going to get his. I need Miami to be that Miami team. Like I said before, go back to the game with Markieff Morris during the regular season, literally pushed Jokic after a shot. Then Jokic came back and tried to push him in the back and it started a team fight. You need to see that Miami Heat team on the road tonight. And Jimmy Butler needs to set the tone. Defensively, offensively, all of it. Gabe Vincent needs to make shots. Max Strus needs to make shots and not play small. Duncan Robinson needs to play. Bam Adebayo still needs to be aggressive and get 20-plus shots. He's been playing his tail off. And his team needs to have a sense of urgency. That's their only chance of surviving, turning this game into a game that belongs in the mud.
So one thing that you're identifying here, Jay, right off the top, is the job Aaron Gordon's doing on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler needs to be Aaron Gordon to Jamal Murray. He is the bigger, stronger player. And even if offensively he's hampered by circumstances and has to be more of a facilitator, at least defensively, he has to strap him up as much as possible.
I mean, look, home games are great for role players. Road games are built for stars.
888-SAY-ESPN. Brian in Chicago has something to say, guys. Brian.
Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's keep in mind the Miami Heat have lost the last 6 out of 8 games they have played. They have played not that well, guys. They haven't played a complete game since Game 7 versus the Celtics. And in that series, that was one complete game after Game 3. Playoff Jimmy hasn't done much. Chris Paul, Key, you can have him. They can't win 16 playoff games with old legs. The NBA is full of perception, gentlemen. If Chet Holmgren, the number 2 pick, gets 9 points this year, we call him a bust. If Jay Williams gets 9 points as a second overall pick, he's a legend. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Well, Jay is a legend. Mm-hmm. He'll have to get 6 points. You're a legend, man.
Chet Holmgren, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the point was.
But, Key, the point that – that's the point I try to make about CP3. I don't think it's like, oh, CP3, and now we're championship contenders.
Well,
you still need young legs. That's why I say you still focus on people like a Fred VanVleet.
You still need some people. There's no question about it, Jay. No one's saying stop at CP3.
I know, but you know how it gets, so Key. Like, the name CP3 gets floated out there, and it's like, oh, this is it, and that gets him over the hump. I'm like, that does not get them over the hump.
I want to go back to his earlier point about Miami losing 6 of their last 8 games. Maybe an argument, if you like Miami's chances, is that there'll be some – that was some regression to the mean, right? They got so hot in these playoffs, they weren't that in the regular season. They're going to be more like their true selves eventually. Water finds its level. But maybe that's been overcorrected a little bit. They're not the kind of team to lose – you know, if you said, hey, fundamentally, are they a 25% win team? No, they ought to win more than 25% of their games. I don't care who they're playing. So maybe they're kind of due. You know, like that they got hot for a while. Maybe it was unsustainable. Maybe right now they're a little unsustainably cold. Maybe there'll be regression to the mean for them, positive regression. Maybe.
Some unrealistic expectations for Miami right now.
Ed in New Jersey, you're on KJM. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Ed?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. I wanted to say that.
Hello?
I think that James Harden.
Hello?
Hello?
Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Ed in Jersey. Ed.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What's up, Ed? What do you got?
All right?
Yeah, what do you got?
Sorry, I'm at work right now. I'm a driver. I had to shut some windows and stuff.
Ed, are you there?
I just wanted to say that.
What happened, Ed?
Are you there, Ed?
I wanted to say that I think that James Harden would be a better fit in L.A. than CP3.
You're probably right, Ed. I think I heard you correctly. You said he would be a better fit in New Jersey, Ed?
No, in L.A. with the Lakers.
Yeah,
who
but
was he
I don't
talking
know.
About, Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't
he was breaking no. up. With it. Was it Kyrie?
James Harden.
James Harden back to Philly?
No, Ed? James Harden to the Lakers.
When did he do that?
No, I'm saying that's where he should go.
When did he go?
He ain't never go to the Lakers, but that's where he should go instead of CP3 to the Lakers.
But don't you think he should stay in Houston?
No, I don't think Harden should be in Houston.
Maybe he's a better
Harden
fit.
Shouldn't be in Philly.
That could be interesting.
Harden shouldn't be in Philly. Harden shouldn't be in Houston. Harden, in order for James Harden to get this ring that he ain't got, he need to go to L.A. with LeBron and Anthony Davis.
You don't think he should make a pit stop in Boston and then Toronto before he get to L.A.?
No.
Why not?
Man, leave
because
it. Because leave Ed.
L.A. could appreciate him more.
Ed, don't take Key's question.
Yo, leave this man
Ed.
Alone, man.
Leave
Ed alone. Man, you were starting it, Jake, on blame me.
Jason, leave Ed alone. Ed had a very innocent call.
It was like, No,
a very
he
innocent call.
Stops in
he simply
in
thought that James
he's
Harden
in LA.
Needed to go back to Philly or something. No, he said he likes him in LA.
Yeah, James Harden in LA actually sounds live.
No, I wanted to ask you that, but then I started thinking about the money, and I'm like, we don't have the money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like. There's nothing we don't have $200 million to give.
It sounds live. It just wouldn't.
James Harden, does he lack the seriousness at this point in his career? Like, you get the feeling like he has more left than CP3, let's say.
What you mean, seriousness?
But CP3 seems deadly serious about trying to win a chip. Does Harden give you that impression?
So why wouldn't he?
No, they give me different impressions.
See, I don't.
Well, let me tell you why, okay? Like, CP3, do you know to the extent that CP3 has gone to try to get his body right? This dude has gone through everything possible. I've heard about it. I've talked to him about it. Like, and James doesn't give me that same vibe. Now, people always talk about James and conditioning, and the way they lost, like, it was almost like you felt James bailed and didn't give it his all in that checkout game. Do you guys all feel that way with the way things ended this year for them?
Let me bring on
Yates. You're
a
Philly fan, Yates.
Was that
the James Harden that you expected in a closeout scenario?
I mean, yes and no, depending on what you wanted from him to do. I would have liked to see him score the ball
more.
Be
aggressive.
I agree. He, and Embiid for that matter, did not show up big when they needed the most.
LCL, man.
There's no questions around CP3 and his conditioning. That's never been questioned.
I think there's a different level of seriousness.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, see, I don't see it that way. But James Harden's going to be questioned. James Harden, Jay, is going to be questioned about his conditioning because he's been questioned about it forever. So that's going to always come up. It's just like the Kyrie situation. Mm. Can Kyrie stay on? You're going to always be questioned, even if he did the right thing.
Key, there are games that I'll be watching. Like, James Harden didn't seem like he was in shape.
Key, I'm telling you, both, man. The case of Kyrie and of Harden. You have to. I understand not wanting a media narrative to overwhelm the truth, right? But also, you don't want to just be an apologist for guys.
But James Harden, I don't remember exactly what game it was, but whatever game it was in Boston, game one, I think it was, right? It was game one in Boston.
He went crazy.
Did nobody question his?
In fact, I predicted it. I said he was going to go for 40, and he went for 45. I literally predicted that. I thought he was due for it. But that's not what we're talking about. It's not that he's not capable of great heights. It's that when you need him most, he didn't show up.
This guy cut you off with the popping of the
paper. What's the draft process?
Got to do something.
What's that been like for an NBA draft prospect, KJM?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Keyontae Johnson, NBA draft prospect. Former Florida, Kansas State guard. Good morning, Keyontae.
Morning, how y'all doing?
What's up, Keontae? Let me ask you this before we get going, man. How come your parents couldn't name you Keyshawn? Why they had to play with it a little bit like that? Just name you Keyshawn, man.
Man, you had to talk to them about that. I don't know.
It had to be a Deontay and a Keyshawn, maybe in the family. Is it a mix between two names, Keyontae?
Keyontae's a dope name, man.
Yeah,
I'm probably got a long lost cousin.
What's that?
I say you probably got a long lost cousin down the line.
Right.
Yo, Key, your story is so damn incredible, man. And to see you keep, you know, rising through and rising up. I've gone through it before, but I'm curious, what's been the most challenging part of the pre-draft process getting ready for probably the biggest stage of your career right now?
Just going through a lot of doctor's appointments, medical. It's going to be mentally draining, just long. But just staying patient with the process. I'm not trying to rush it, take it day by day. And that's really been the toughest part for me is just going through a lot of appointments, doing the same tests over and over for different teams. So just being patient with it and just knowing that it's a great outcome at the end.
Keyontae, what kind of questions are they asking you? Because obviously, you know, the heart issue, like, you know, can you take us in?
Yeah, I mean, they just really ask, like, they're just doing medical intakes, doing MRIs and making sure, asking me how do I feel, how do my body feel after playing a full season. And then that's really about it. Just more of a test that I have to do, a lot of blood work or MRIs, just little things like that. So they're not really asking anything. It's just doing the test, and the test usually take about an hour or 2 hours and just go on longer and longer throughout the day.
Keyontae Johnson, you had a scare on the court. Can you take us through that before we get into your medical issues?
Yeah, I had collapsed Florida State when we played December 12th, and I was in a coma for 3 days. They transferred me to Gainesville, and when I got to Gainesville hospital, that's when I woke up out of the coma. And ever since then, this story has been written, trying to get back clear. Played a full season at K-State, sat out for 2 years, and everything's been going in the right direction since I got back.
How can you describe this magical journey that you've been on?
A lot of people might say it's like a fairy tale story. I just say, it's just a guy's story. Just he leading the path for me. He puts everybody in a different sequence in life where the tough is only 6-5. So I feel like for me, it could be one of the best things that happened for me. It changed my life, perspective on life, of seeing things. And I don't take basketball for granted, even more just knowing it can be taken away from you. So I just feel like, everything happened with a purpose, and it's just how you reflect off of it.
Hey, Keyontae, you know, obviously you transferring, we've had Jerome Tang, the head coach of Kansas State, on our show during, you know, the incredible March Madness run that you guys were having. Yeah. Give us a little bit of insight on how he helped you throughout this process, because obviously that head coach player relationship is very important.
He definitely helped me a lot. He had a former player that had a similar situation as me. I don't want to say his name, but he had a former player, and I connected with him off of just that, just knowing that he know my risk with me playing basketball again. So when I took my visit to K-State, everybody on the staff had like already a plan of what they was going to do if I would have submitted. And for my medical wise, and that stood out to me, just knowing that Coach Tang really cared and he wanted to see me fulfill my dream. So he made sure all the off the court stuff was right, where medical, after games, I'm getting checked. I was playing with a heart monitor on my wristband. That's why I wore it this whole season. But Coach Tang, he's the type of guy that gives you confidence. He's like a preacher's coach. You want to play for him. You know everything he's saying is meaningful. He wants to see us grow off the court as a man before basketball. It was bigger than basketball to him. So to me, it was easy for me to relate and just felt like home when I committed.
Keyontae Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Keyontae, wherever guys go in the NBA draft, right, like we're seeing right now in the finals, a guy picked in the second round completely dominate the league, right? What does that mean to a guy in Jokic? What does that mean to a guy like you.
But even Max, add on guys like Gabe Vincent. Yeah, add on guys absolutely. Like Max Strus, Duncan Robinson.
There are
like,
lots of rotation pieces, but my point is you can even wind up an elite NBA player coming out of the second round. Given the fact that you had that scare that you did, that you're then cleared to play, and you know, does it mean anything to you when you watch the finals and you see guys like that achieving success at that level?
It definitely does. Sorry, my camera. It definitely does. Just knowing, like, a lot of people may not think you're ready to be in the first round or anything like that. So just make sure your time is ready when it comes. Always believe in yourself and never lose the confidence you have. So I feel like guys like that, they've been big players on their team, but they know how to be a role player, which they're fulfilling their dreams and showcasing their skill to play throughout this playoff run. I mean, in the playoffs, you know, is you get down to the toughest team wins and who wants it more. And you see the role player just showing they're playing their role, rebounding, hitting open shots, just doing the little things, falling into details. So it's definitely big for like that. Yes, sir.
Who's your agent?
Priority Sports, okay. Mark Bartenstein.
Yep, Mark. Mark's great. Okay. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys have had conversations about this because, you know, so much of the league is fit. You know, like a lot of people always get so infatuated, like what number do I get drafted at? And the mindset they should really have going into the draft is what is the best possible fit for me to have a chance to showcase my abilities, right, and have a chance to play. Have, as you guys have been having conversations, are there any teams, and I'm saying you'll be happy wherever you get drafted, right? We get how this game is played. But are there any teams that you say, like, hey, I think I could fit into that team and have an opportunity to thrive?
I never, like, me and him never just sat down and just, like, focus on that one team. We just, he feels like my ability, well, I feel like my ability, I can be able to play 2-4 just with my wingspan. Athleticism and be able to knock down shots. So I've just been working out with teams that's like they like to play fast up the pace or
like who have you been working out with, Key?
I got clear last Friday. I worked out with Portland, Utah, Golden State, the Clippers and the Lakers for my first week back. So I go to OKC today and Charlotte Thursday. Or Wednesday, one of those there.
Yeah. Keontae Johnson, NBA draft prospect. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, Keontae.
Yes, sir. Hey, appreciate y'all for having me.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Go get it.
Thank you.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Stacy!
Is Stacy with us?
Is she with us?
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What's up?
What's up, Stacy?
Good morning. I have not given up hope. I still got a little bit of hope holding on.
What?
I'm saying one game at a time. We win tonight, then we'll look at the next game. But I'm saying we're going to win tonight.
I hear you. Keep hope alive.
Coach Stacy, is tonight the night that we see Jimmy Butler become Superman and no longer be Batman? Do we need that type of performance in a game five closeout scenario?
Yes, and I'm sorry to say this, but I think that Coach Spo needs to look at moving Duncan Robinson and Strus switching those two out. Because in this series, Duncan Robinson has been more effective than Strus has. So I think that he should really look at switching those two out. I don't think we should go down with Strus because he hasn't been shooting well.
Can they get 100 points tonight, though?
Yes, they will. But why the defense is going to be on point. Hey, you're going to see the game we played in, I think it was game 3 against the Celtics where we scored all those points. Yeah, you're going to see that Miami Heat tonight.
I need to see that Miami Heat. Stacey, I need to see the Miami Heat that is, and I said this, and I am not advocating for fighting, but one of the reasons why we loved NBA playoff basketball in the 90s is because of the physicality of it, the nature of it. And the only way Miami is going to have a fighting shot to win this series or this game is if they muck it up. Like, really treat this game like we have to win this game in
the
trenches.
To the street.
Exactly.
What about Duncan Robinson, Jay? What about Duncan? Like, a guy like that can get very hot.
True. I mean, down the stretch, yes, that's a defensive liability also. But when, if you make him a star, then you're exchanging. He also gives you momentum off the bench. Like, let's not forget, like, that fourth. Like, when typical starters are not starting the fourth, right? They're coming in with 8 or 9 minutes left to go in the fourth. He kicked that thing into a different gear.
Once you get to the part of the game where you're like, wait, the Nuggets are getting a little too far ahead, Duncan Robinson comes in and goes, maybe if this dude hits like 3 in a row right now, right? John in West Palm, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning,
what's up, John?
Softkey, I don't know how you didn't get the Little Mermaid over there.
Little Mermaid?
That's what I asked him, John. I don't know how you went from Little Mermaid to Frozen. I don't get it.
Man, I just...
Max, you gotta stay with the pick, man. Stay with the Heat. Stay with the Heat.
Nah, man.
Listen, Jimmy Butler, like, I saw him in person. This dude, you see him on TV, he's got that look in his eye. He's just got that look, right?
But I agree, but come on.
It's like piercing.
John, I agree. The reason I said the Heat in 7 is I thought they'd steal one in Denver. I thought they'd at least get a split at home. Maybe they even go up 3-2 after game 5 in Denver, and then still the better team is the Nuggets, so they force a game 7, but the Heat come through. But when you fall down, as Key said earlier, 3-1, but this is not a situation like the Celtics, you go, could the Celtics come back? They're the more talented team. It is like something unforeseen may happen, an injury to a Nuggets player, something, someone gets ejected, suspended, something like that needs to happen at this point. Which, by the way, even the Cavs, as talented as they were, pre-KD on the Warriors, they needed a little, LeBron needed some, he needed to goad Draymond into getting suspended, right? Because he had all those texts. Something like that's got to happen.
So maybe they go do what Jay suggested and pick a fight. Get somebody ejected. Mm. Yeah.
Got to pick a fight with Jokic and Murray.
No, just pick a fight. I mean, yeah, pick a fight with Jokic.
Trying to find any way to win the game.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't be the first time somebody picked a fight to try to get
Tyler
under somebody's
Hero
skin.
Comes back for the express purpose of picking a fight with Jokic.
No, you use,
he's not the one to get
head.
In the fight with. Yeah.
No, O-Head.
Let Udonis do it.
Yeah, Udonis.
Oh, yeah. Haslam, perfect.
Yeah.
Put him in the game. He'll give you some energy.
Yeah, perfect.
Somebody catch a bow coming across the lane.
Yeah.
Give him one of them.
You have this little smile like we act like God. I don't know, Key. I don't know how it was in football. I'm sure it was. You know, we literally had dudes on our team that would be willing to take a hit for somebody.
Yeah.
I know, but you have this little smile like you don't believe it.
No, I'm listening. Yeah, Udonis Haslam's perfect. You imagine if Haslam somehow got Jokic suspended a game, and that'd
genius.
Be his greatest, his final contribution
genius.
To the Heat as a player.
This fool. Man, Pat, get out of my
Sean
ear.
In Baltimore. What do you got, Sean?
Hey, I wanted to say, man, in order for the Miami Heat to win, I think the other guys are going to have to make a lot of three-pointers.
Yes, that is accurate. that is accurate, Sean.
I would agree. Yes. I think if they don't hit threes, if it's all twos, it's going to be very tough to beat the Nuggets.
You have to make more shots than the other team.
Hey,
yes,
here's
that
the
is
question.
Accurate.
Here's a real question for you, Jay. You pointed out, not to get too excited about game two if you're a Heat fan, because really the Nuggets were very sloppy. You called them lazy and stupid, actually, on defense. And by the way, Malone called him out. Head coach had to call him out afterward. And my point was, yeah, but even if they're playing better defense, you could still hit shots. Do you think it's possible? Does Miami shoot have enough guys who can hit shots with hands in their faces? Is it possible that they could steal one on the road, role players on the road with hands in their faces?
It's possible. I just think it's highly unlikely.
So they need to rely on defensive breakdowns from Denver.
So you look at, like, Gabe Vincent is really one of the few guys on that team that can make shots off the dribble in duress, right? Mm-hmm. Under duress. So like, that's not really what Duncan Robinson does. That's not what Max Strus does. Kyle Lowry can try it in pick and roll, but it seems like, are we expecting Kyle Lowry to have a 25-point game tonight? Like, Tyler Hero is one of the few guys that can do things off the bounce.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a little bit of the problem. If Gabe Vincent isn't being aggressive and his numbers are skewing in the wrong direction, now you're putting all that weight on Jimmy to try to do things off the dribble. Bam is knocking out mid-range shots, but you're still competing offensively against a juggernaut that's scoring 100 points per game.
Caleb Martin and
– I hear
and,
you, Jay.
What's that?
No, I hear Jay. I'm saying I heard him. Did you hear him? Did you hear Jay?
Yeah.
Because I heard him.
Yeah.
Jay, you there?
You heard him?
Am I? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Were you listening?
Jay?
Because I couldn't hear Jay.
You could not or could?
I couldn't hear him, what he was saying.
Oh.
Did you hear him?
Max, can you hear him?
You sit right there next to him. Did you hear him?
I certainly did hear him. What about
I heard him too.
Gabe Vincent?
Did you hear
him? So Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent are the guys who really have to come through.
Yes.
Messing with Max.
Yes. You're right. Max, don't let Keem mess with you, man. Robert in Raleigh, North Carolina, stand-up research triangle area.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I got to get through some random – I'm the random
you got
caller
20
segment.
Seconds.
I mean, like 360 – pillows on the bed. We have eight. We wind up using three. Where are the rest in the morning? They're all over the place. Height, I'm not 5'8". I'm 5'8 and a half.
All right.
And you all weren't listening when you talk vacuum. Keyshawn has rugs, not carpet. Thank you.
All right. Those are pretty good observations he's collected
Max,
through the months.
Did you hear what he said?
Key, hello?
Did you hear what the
is Key's
said?
Mic on,
Jay? Key? Max.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will,
turn
and
the
Max.
Mics
Max,
off
what are you Greeny
doing?
Greeny coming up. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.